Radio you can touch.
I'm gassed. I'm so excited.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
As a high Bob Lutz, higher than a kite, my answer would be, no, man, I can't do it. Hey, man, I'm high.
Oh, shocking. Monstrous.
Jeff Lutz.
Please, someone, at Bob Lutz, tell him how misguided he is.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting Max Power, producing and engineering, 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. We are joined by Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, her Dining with Denise column. You can read that on Facebook. She has written about food and restaurants in this market for 23 years. Is that close, Denise?
Well, 23.5 maybe. That's close.
Wow,
enough.
I got it that close.
You really did.
Pretty
yeah.
Good job.
How about that?
My first restaurant story came out in October of 2020. Believe it or not.
Wow.
I know.
Amazing.
Of 2000?
2000, not 2020.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, 2000. Sorry about that. You're right.
You'll notice as you get older, you'll start to make more mistakes like that. I can barely get a sentence out without a mistake in it, as Jeff reminds me.
I like to remind him of that.
Can't wait.
So before we get into food, I wanted to ask your opinion on something.
Okay.
I coach in League 42 and have... for every year we've been in existence. So 11 years, we missed the 2020 year due to COVID.
Right.
I coached Jeff's teams when he was growing up. I've been a baseball coach for a long time. Tomorrow I've decided is going to be my final game as a coach with a team of mine that's one of my favorites that's playing for a championship in our veteran division, 13 and 14-year-olds. And I've asked Jeff to come out since it's kind of an occasion. What do you think he should do?
What do you
Jeff,
mean?
Go
what
ahead
he
and
do?
Give her your.
Well, I have to work tomorrow night at the Wind Surge game, and I really enjoy doing that. And I'm being guilted into not working about asking out when we have few people available anyway. So go ahead, Denise. Whatever you think is what we'll go with.
Well, I mean, will they really miss you at the Wind Surge game?
Will they really miss me at League 42?
Well, it sounds like your dad is pretty upset about it, so I'm going to say the answer is yes.
Not the answer he wanted.
Well, Jeff, I mean,
okay.
if your dad asks you to do something like that, you try to do it. That's what I say. Sorry,
all
Jeff.
Right, I guess I better do it then.
That's my thought.
Well, I can't believe it. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. It's one of those kind of important things to me. So, I don't know.
Just got back from
I guess I'll be there.
I just got back from 7 days of helping my mom recover from shoulder surgery. So, when your parents ask you to be there, you be there.
All right. There you go.
That's not... not what he wanted to hear, but, you know, that's kind of the way of the world with your parents.
Well, you asked me at the wrong time because I just got back from it. Sorry, Jeff.
So let's talk about some food and restaurants. Barrel Boys, I see, has opened now, but only sporadically here close to where I live. And I did research the menu, and I read about them a little bit. It sounds like that food truck is really good, and I'm anticipating this restaurant opening.
Bob, it already opened, and I can't believe after all these months and months and years of complaining that they're not open, that you weren't one of the first people in line. They're open.
I know, but it was only open on Fridays and Saturdays from 11 to 5, I believe. So
yeah,
I'm going to try to get over there this weekend.
Listen, barbecue isn't my favorite. I hate it, but I don't go out of my way to get it. But I have heard a lot of people saying they really like it. And he really did a nice job. So I say maybe you make a point of it. this weekend.
I think so. I think I'm going to.
You publicly wished for it for so long that I just don't think you have an excuse. You need to get over there. And then I want your report on how it is.
Can you tell us, Denise, about the east side location of the artichoke?
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys, you've been to the artichoke, right? It's been there forever.
Of course. I love the artichoke.
40 years. 40 years. Longer than you've been around, Jeff.
Almost.
And, you know, the artichoke is that little place over on North Broadway, kind of an Irish bar that has live music and beer, but most importantly, those amazing, really good sandwiches. And so they decided to expand out east, and they took over a spot that I think Bob was, not Bob, somebody else I knew was interested in for a while, on the ground floor of the Terracotta Tower over there at 29th and Rock. That's that big, tall building right there. You have a Wendy's on the bottom floor. So they took over that spot where Wendy's vacated, has been empty forever. And they took over that spot. They renovated it. And now they've got this big, spacious east side artichoke that has a patio and lots of room for seating. And they made it kind of look like a replica a little bit of the original, but it's bigger. And they're going to pretty soon add some Irish entrees to the evening offerings. Well, they don't have room to do that downtown because it's not big enough. The kitchen's not big enough, but the kitchen over on the east side's big, so they're going to try something new. So, I've heard a lot of people trying that out, and that's pretty exciting for Uche and Tracy, the owners of that place.
Yeah, I like them, and I go into that artichoke on Broadway quite often for lunch, and I always enjoy it, and it's great. So I'm glad. I'm glad they've expanded.
Me too. What about
What about the closing of Forge ICT? Because that kind of came out of nowhere, and I thought that place was doing pretty well.
Yeah, that place hasn't even been open very long. It was a kind of a steak restaurant and burgers and sandwiches over there on our old block, on 800 East Douglas Block, right by kind of Peerless and across the street from Larkspur-ish. They had kind of a, they got behind on their rent, and their landlord wasn't into that, so they were invited to not be renewed, or their lease wasn't renewed, so they got to get out of there, and they're already closed. But the owner is hoping to reopen it in some form or another, whether he finds a new spot or, you know, maybe does some of the menu on a food truck, but you know, he just hadn't had time to really figure out what he wanted to do. He didn't have a long time to get out of there. So we'll see what becomes of that. But yeah, that was kind of a sad one. Did you ever make it over there?
I did not, but no, that's one of the many places I did not make it to.
Yeah. You really like that place.
Yeah.
Denise, I have a story idea for you.
Oh, good.
Potentially, and I'm putting myself out there, so don't shame me too badly. But okay. You have a story this week about a group of people, of Wichitans, competing in the Great Food Truck Race on the Food Network. Mm-hmm. I think it could be interesting for you to give us maybe a brief history of Wichitans on these types of shows, and also kind of where are they now? Update us on what they are going, what they're doing now.
Well, there you go, Jeff. That's not a bad idea. Not
Thank
a bad
you.
Idea
well, there you
at
go.
All.
We'll see if she...
Well, you know, I gave your dad's story idea to come out and try the ballpark food. I kind of simmered on that one for about 2 years, so give me that
so
at least
so if you get to
so
this
time.
One by the end of this decade, we'll be fine.
Yeah. There you go.
And we do appreciate, we're talking with Denise Neal, you and your family, and coming out to McAdams and sampling our concession stand. It's really, really good for concession stand food and really for any food. We're proud of it, and I'm glad you came out to try it.
Well, me too. And that, you know, I'm ashamed to admit that I really had never kind of come out and seen your League 42 stuff in action, which makes me a bad friend. But that was one of those beautiful nights in Wichita before it got too hot. And I got to
you can come tomorrow, Denise. It's his final game.
I heard. I got to see Bob out there kind of residing over the, you know, presiding over the whole, you know, shenanigans, and have a cheeseburger with some of my favorite people. So that was a really nice night.
Good deal. Let's talk about some of the development going up eventually around Riverfront Stadium. You wrote about it recently, a barbecue restaurant that has plans to be in that area. What else are you hearing? Because I'm curious how that's all going to look in a couple years.
Well, me too. I can't quite keep up with everything. I mean, every week Cherry's reporting on some new plan that people have for development around the ballpark, which, of course, I live not too far from there, so I'm all for that. But this particular piece of land is right there across the way on Maple, and there's been kind of a rundown-looking bar on that corner for as long as I've lived here. I think most often it's called the Stadium. But George Lamb of Lamb Development and another partner bought that property, and they have this vision for this guy. They picked out the guy they wanted to do it, and it's a guy that was kind of a pop-up barbecue guy. He ran a place called he has a barbecue place called Tanker Barbecue, and they have this vision of kind of almost, it looks kind of chicken and pickle-y, honestly, without the pickleball courts, but really kind of a modern outdoor place with outdoor seating and garage doors and lighting that people could go to before and after the games. And their hope is that he will develop it into that over the years. You know, he's actually got the restaurant up and running now, and kind of a bare bones version of what he hopes to have in the future. But they're hoping he can have enough success to turn that property into something. And you would hope that they could with that kind of location and that kind of proximity to the ballpark. But if you go and look at my story on Facebook, you'll see the drawings they have for it. If that could happen, it'd be really cool for the area.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Jeff, you have one more for Denise?
I didn't have any other questions planned, to be honest.
No, none?
Not really, no. What do you think? Why don't you tell her about your dish?
Well, I found a Mexican food truck, Primo's, that I really like. They've been out to help us with a couple of our events at League 42. And Sunday I went out to their food truck out at Lowe's on Mays Road, and I asked the guys, would you just sell me some of your shredded chicken and shredded beef? I just want it. I just want that. And they were a little confused. I don't know that anybody'd ever ask them that, but they eventually sold me a half pound of each, and I love it. And I've been able to turn it into a fantastic dish that I've included some other ingredients with. And I'm just proud of myself. That's it.
Well, Bob, I'm proud of you, you know, because I love it when you expand your dining horizons. And with restaurants, I mean, that's a really good lesson. You don't know if you don't ask. Like, I love to make homemade pizza. Sometimes I do it out of town. The best way to do that is to go ask a pizza restaurant if you can buy some of their dough, which, you know, a lot of them do it as a regularly. Some of them, you ask them and they're like, well, I guess, you know, you just never know if you don't ask. So I'm glad you asked.
And I don't even think these guys had prices for this. I just think they kind of made it up. They just kind of made it up.
Well, I think that's a good business practice. If you can make your customer happy, do it. But yeah, I like that. I'm proud of you. I'm sorry, Jeff, that this is a very pro Bob Tuesday afternoon.
Well, I knew that coming in, so it's all good.
Well, I'm that wasn't Jeff too, the
but yeah, there's you know,
yeah,
I get
listen,
it. You like me, but
gonna,
and I get it.
When you are my age, you are going to remember going to your dad's final game. You're not going to remember that random afternoon that you worked at the Wind Surge like you did every afternoon.
Yeah, maybe.
Good point, but he doesn't think like
it.
Most people.
No, maybe about
it. He doesn't
it.
Think like most people.
Well, he's not old enough.
That's a blessing and a curse.
He's just not quite to the age yet where you start thinking about how much you're going to miss your parents.
He should be. I certainly hit that age by then. So we'll see. We'll see. Thank you, Denise. It's always our pleasure.
Welcome. Mine too.
Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle. We'll talk to her soon. She's been a great friend of our show for a long time. We'll take a break. Jeff has a game. It is Tuesday.
Max is going to play too.
And it is time to play the game. We'll be back.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, Max, it is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
We're going to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. What do you have for us?
It's Bob versus Max.
Have I ever lost to Max?
I'll be interested to see on this one. This is album sales, and we're going to play a World Series of Face-Off style game. I think we'll go 12 rounds, heavyweight fight. And you only get credit for studio albums. So if you guess a greatest hits album, and it's just by artists, but if you know what I'm saying. However many studio albums they've sold as of today. Are you paying attention?
I am. Yeah, let's go.
Well, I know you are, Max, but Bob is not. What's the game, Bob?
Studio albums, highest sales account.
Yeah, so do you want to go first or second? Actually, Max is going to go first.
No, I want to go first.
You're not paying attention. Max, go first.
Is this actually when you had to go out and buy the vinyl?
Yeah, these are studio albums. These are not streams. These are not digital singles. They're purchased studio albums.
Dark Side of the Moon.
No, you get you only say an artist.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was just Beatles.
It's just an artist.
Beatles.
Beatles at 160 million, so you get 160 points for
this
round
one. This is a group or artist?
Artist. It
can Michael Jackson.
182 million. Actually, he's at 183 if you round up. And the Beatles are at 161. We're rounding up. Max.
All right. How many rounds?
This is obviously U.S. only.
I believe it's U.S. only, but I don't have a confirmation of that.
U.S. only.
It's CSPC Chartmasters, and this is, I think, worldwide, but don't quote me on that.
Go for it, Max.
The Stones. I'm going with all the
Rolling Stones, 113 million. You're at 274 through two rounds.
Bruce Springsteen
is at 103.
103?
You're at 196. Max is adjusted total 275 for rounding up.
Poor Bruce didn't sell records till Born in the USA. And his early stuff's much better.
What's the score? Shut up, Max. What?
296 to 275.
Who's up?
Max is up. You're winning. I don't know what question you're asking. Max,
I'm winning.
It's Max's turn.
What?
Max is trying to distract me.
Led Zeppelin.
142 million. So that's 417 is your total through three.
This is getting tougher, isn't it?
Could be.
Garth Brooks.
82 million.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. 378 is your score through
three. There were three guys drinking at a bar last night that bought that many.
Well, he's gone into the digital age a little bit too, so... You know, not much. People bought his albums, but...
Next.
It's Max's turn.
Elton John.
Round four. Elton John, right there, 89 million. You are at 506.
The Who.
The Who. They put out a lot of albums?
Of course they did.
They did, but they didn't start selling till Tommy.
Ooh. Where is the Who?
You've got to be kidding.
I'm looking for him.
Wait. This is a travesty.
I'm not seeing the Who.
You're not seeing the Who. One of the biggest bands of all time.
Well, I'm not seeing them. I'm not seeing them. They can't be this low, though, can they?
72.3 million as of September 2023. 72.3 million.
Now that could be, there's a lot of streaming on that, too, and a lot of greatest hits.
That includes albums. The streaming was another 13 point, sir, Who's Next Deluxe Edition had sold that many albums. 58.8 million albums. As well as another 13 million streams.
All right, well, I'll give you a total of 458.
No, I'm not taking and 58.
It's probably
That's
lower.
Just for one record.
It's probably lower. Well, they're not on my list, and this is a list that is impeccable.
Just ridiculous. Go.
Hold on. I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Next.
Hold on.
No, don't get to the bottom of it. Just play.
Well, if you get zero, I'm going to give you.
Go, Max.
I'm going to give you 70.
Go, Max.
Did you give him credit or what?
I'm giving him 70. I don't believe it, but I'm giving him 70.
Go, Max.
Though I don't think they sold that many albums, but I'll go with the Beach Boys.
Oh, no.
That's not going to do. Yeah, that should, you'd think.
Now I got to go back to my search. You guys are the worst.
Well, who'd you think we were going to guess? You'd think you'd have these written down.
Well, I don't have them written down because they're everywhere. Why can't we go A to Z? Why can't we do that?
The Beach Boys. How many?
Oh, hold on.
This is your game.
Well, now you got me all confused.
Am I going to have to find the Beach Boys?
No, you're not. Hold on. It's got to be under the, right? This is a good game. 33 million.
33 million is what you're saying.
I didn't sell much.
For the Beach Boys.
Yes. The Who, by the way, not listed for some reason. I don't know why they're not on here, but I'll give you credit for 70. It's 539 to 448.
I don't get it. I'm going to guess Madonna.
Madonna is huge, and she has 146 million.
There we go.
So you're now up to 594.
Most of which your albums have been melted.
539.
I just took the lead.
Yes, through five rounds you did.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
Rumors alone sold what Madonna's album sold.
85 million. You are up to 624.
Max, I'm killing you. This is your category.
No.
Well, Elvis Presley, for crying out loud.
Elvis Presley. At a relatively surprising 53 million, you are at 647. You lead by 23 as we go to round seven and Max's turn. You said something at the very beginning of this game.
Oh,
that might help you.
Max. Bob Dylan's parents didn't buy his record.
He is at 83
really
million.
Early Dylan's
83
good.
Million.
So you're at 707.
I'm going to guess Queen.
Queen is going to do pretty well for you. Queen. Why are they not on this stupid list?
You've got to be kidding.
I saw them earlier.
Queen.
I hate everything.
Why do you do games if you don't if you don't have the information.
Queen is at 90 million.
Only 90 million.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to believe this fly-by-night operation that you're using.
Yeah, I don't care what you believe. It's 737 to 707.
Max, you need a big one.
See, now I don't know. I don't know if you have to count both Paul McCartney and that includes Wings.
No, you don't. You get Paul McCartney.
No. Paul McCartney's on both Paul McCartney and Wings.
Nah, you can't have both.
Yes, you can.
Well,
you,
I got
Paul McCartney.
No, you get one, and you get Paul McCartney. And you get 61 million.
That's not possible. And he was in Wings,
I'm
too.
I'm sure that includes Wings.
No, it doesn't. I'm sure it doesn't.
My guess?
62 million. So you're at 769.
Pink Floyd hadn't been guessed yet, right?
Correct.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Max said their album and then never actually guessed them. They're at 170 million. And that's going to probably wrap this game up.
How many rounds do we have left?
Four.
Well, Max, what's the score?
907 to 769.
Max, you better get rolling.
AC/DC.
AC/DC is up there at 132 million.
That's a pretty good guess.
So you're at 901?
That's
I don't know what the score is anymore.
You're terrible at this. We're trying to play a game.
I don't know what the score is anymore. We'll add it up later.
I'm going to guess I'm going to guess Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. A good one. If only I could find her on this list. There she isn't. 122 million.
Have I wrapped this baby up yet?
It's 10:29 to 9:01.
Well, this is over.
Three more rounds, Max.
From Los Angeles, California, The Doors.
The Doors. Not there.
Nobody. What? Nobody bought The Doors.
Oh, come
we'll
on.
Find
oh,
them.
My God. Nobody bought The Doors. Oh, my God.
We'll find them. The Doors, 52 million, 953. It's not looking good, Max.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
That's too much streaming. Nobody's run out and bought an album.
58 million.
Hey, all I need is a couple numbers. I'm blowing you out on this.
1087 to 953, two rounds left.
I think we sold a lot of albums. Disagree with The Doors.
Five seconds.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
There you go.
A lot of people bought their singles, not the albums.
There you go.
I'm looking for Creedence Clearwater Revival. They may not have made my list. We're going to have to see. I don't see him, Max.
Uh-oh.
They'd have sold some albums. I mean, they can't be at zero.
They're not going to get you back in the hunt, though. That's the problem. I'm not sure anybody can get you back in the hunt at this point. Got anybody? Got anything?
I'm looking it up. 45 million. So you're at 978.
Max's favorite, Beyonce.
That's
all
not a
streaming,
good one.
All streaming. See, I don't think she's ever pressed a piece of vinyl.
Yeah, I got to go back to the list now. You guys are making this much harder than it really has to be.
Beyonce.
This is a daily update for crying out loud. Beyonce. See, this is changing at all times. Beyonce. 37 million.
Really?
Yeah. Last round, it is 11-24 to 978. Max, you probably need something huge.
Well, he's not going to get anything huge.
He's not.
The chairman.
There's no one left.
The chairman of the board.
I mean, I'll look it up. I don't know that he sold a whole lot
Frank
of albums.
Frank Sinatra? Come on.
He was a
he was on Capitol, Columbia,
you went
Reprise.
To see him. He was a concert artist, not a record.
Yeah. Oh, in the olden days, I'm sure all those.
50 million.
That's
yeah, not bad.
For Frank?
Yeah.
50 million, not bad.
Why are you cheating?
I'm not cheating.
Why are you on a page?
I was looking up Frank Sinatra. I'll go.
Max, I'd play this under protest if I were you.
Nah.
I will go for my last pick, right?
Yeah.
Who was big in the day? Since I've won it, I'll go with one of my favorite bands, Three Dog Night.
I don't know that they're on here.
Naturally sold a lot of albums. I don't know about outside of Naturally.
I don't see them on here.
Harmony.
They're not on this list.
Are you kidding
me? Just say the Eagles and you get $65 million, you win $11.89. That's your ballgame.
You've got to be kidding.
I don't like this list. I thought you guys would do well and guess people who were on it.
We did.
I mean, Enya sold 65 million studio albums.
What? Oracle
Don't care about Enya. How about Celine Dion, 136
oh,
million?
Where, in Canada?
Barbara Streisand, 91 million. The highest person you did not guess was Celine. U2, 127.
Yeah, I should have guessed U2.
Metallica, 121. Rod Stewart, 100 million.
I was going to guess.
Three Dog Night sold 8.2 million.
They were a singles band. They sold a lot of singles.
Yeah.
Naturally, it was probably the biggest album they sold.
Another win for the good guys.
Does make sense.
Summertime out here, 100 degrees right now. Windy. And we expect a cool down tomorrow. Is there any rain on the in the forecast?
I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention to the forecast.
I thought you worked at a television station.
That's why I said I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention.
Might have that information for
70% chance of rain tomorrow, 60% chance tonight. Well, I'll kill somebody.
What?
I don't want there to be rain tonight.
Why?
Because I'm working.
Hey, you last night.
But I don't want there to be rain tomorrow because I'll be out there again.
Supposed to be chance of rain supposed to hit us this evening. Which we hope doesn't happen, obviously. We want to get our games in tonight. But we'll see. You can't control it. Might as well not worry about it. Not much we can do with the weather gods. Boy, you talk about players falling off. It'd be interesting to read about the sudden deterioration of talent. Tim Anderson, released today by the lowly Miami Marlins, just couldn't get anything going. Hit one home run in his last 700 at bats.
That's
what
insane.
Happened. What happened? He's not even that old.
He lost it. He just lost it. He saw his stats. He's gone from upper level percentiles in hitting to he was like 90 something in expected batting average 2 years ago. Now he's in the one. He's in the first percentile, lowest. His speed has dropped off. His power has dropped off, bat speed,
he's
everything.
He just turned 31.
Well, he's done. I'm sorry.
Well, that's upsetting to me.
He got knocked out by Jose Ramirez, and that kind of finished him.
In 2021, he hit 309 with an 806 OPS. In 2019, as a 26-year-old, he had a 335 average, batted 322 the following year, 309, 301. 245 with a bunch more strikeouts, and this year 214 with a 463 OPS.
Yeah, no
for a
power.
Guy who just turned 31.
Not even hitting doubles.
He hit 17 homers in 17, 20, 18, 10, and 17. I don't get it. I know you said it. You're right. He's dropped off. Why?
I don't know why. Sometimes I
give us an answer.
That just happens sometimes. Sometimes you're just done. Sometimes it
another player who's just
nobody.
Done.
There's nobody like that has fallen off that precipitously that quickly.
Nolan Arenado?
No.
And he's older.
And he's older, exactly. So this is pretty much a one of its kind case in baseball history for someone with that track record and
too
that
bad for the
youth
kid
to fall off.
Former Dodge City A.
Yeah, he was. Played for Phil Stevenson.
All right, that's it for today. Tomorrow we'll be back. We'll have Mike Furchess on, amongst other things. No show here on the 4th of July. But we look forward to seeing you here tomorrow. Have a good night.